This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. The countdown is over. Today's the day that SEPTA cuts about 20% of its service and eliminates 32 bus routes. It's going to impact about 800,000 commuters. And KYW's Sunny Morgan reports from 30th Street Station.
Riders are frustrated, but most of them that I talk to at 30th Street Station say it is what it is for now and are bracing themselves for those service cuts. SEPTA's general manager, Scott Sauer, is hopeful these cuts will be temporary, but for now, he says riders need to plan ahead and leave early.
One thing we cannot stress enough, all riders should allow for extra time as they get used to the changes next week. Buses, trains, and trolleys are going to be crowded. There are likely to be some pass-ups, more than normal due to vehicles at capacity. And with 20% less service, the system's going to move slower.
Mia says getting to and from work will be tough for her.
It's going to affect me because I got to get up extra early. And certain routes that I go, it's going to get cut. 31 is getting cut. It's a lot of the regional rails is getting cut to 9 o'clock. Sometimes I do overnight work. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get to work.
Monday is the first day of classes for Philadelphia Public Schools. And officials at SEPTA say they will exhaust all resources, making sure the kids get to and from school, but Sauer says all students and parents should have backup plans in place and get familiar with alternative routes. And again, if things continue with no budget from Harrisburg, fares will go up more than 20% on September 1st, and regional rail cuts will take effect the following day.
And again, all this turmoil is happening because state lawmakers cannot agree on a state budget that was due on July 1st. And just like SEPTA, New Jersey Transit needs cash. Officials there are now exploring their options, including selling or leasing some of the agency's extensive real estate holdings. Details on that from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
New Jersey Transit owns more than 8,000 acres, mostly in prime locations near train stations. CEO Chris Calori says they're now studying the best ways to generate some income from this real estate portfolio.
You have to sort of look at the overall budget for New Jersey Transit and to determine if there are non-fare revenue options that you can consistently bring in so you can lower the impact on our fare payers.
Calori says they don't intend to just sell everything off for a one-time cash out. They want to increase housing at or near train stations.
The goal is to make sure that the transit system sees ridership growth, the community sees a tax benefit, and the riders see an overall community benefit by having their homes next to the train station.
And this study's just getting started. Calori is expecting a full report with recommendations sometime in October.
A 14-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with a shooting Friday just outside a SEPTA bus. KYW's Connor Barkon has that story.
SEPTA Transit Police say they took the teen into custody Friday night near the intersection of Frankfurt Avenue and Sellers Street. The boy and an 18-year-old man who is also in custody are accused of getting into a fight on a Route 3 bus shortly before shots were fired. The incident happened around 5 o'clock at Frankfurt and Kensington Avenues. Investigators say one of the males got off of the bus through the rear door, turned back toward the bus, and fired a gun.
Instead of shunning artificial intelligence in the classroom, a Delaware County Community College professor is encouraging her students to use it in a unique way. KYW's Justin Udo explains.
Susan Ray got some unsettling results when she sent out a survey about AI to students.
A lot of them said they weren't quite sure how to use it, that they were just getting information and going with it. A lot of them didn't realize AI could be wrong, which I found very troubling.
Far from turning her back to ChatGPT and other popular AI tools, the English professor and daughter of a computer scientist integrated it into her lessons by helping her students learn how to use AI prompts.
We're evaluating the outputs, we're writing about them, we're discussing them, we're generating images and seeing if it captured what was in our imagination, hoping that I'm teaching critical, responsible AI use and also using it as a way to kind of reinvigorate the composition classroom.
Ray says teaching AI has proved to be valuable to both returning students and ones fresh out of high school.
And they want to go explore it on their own. What I think they really want is to understand how it works, how to use it responsibly, and how to use it without cheating. A lot of them want to bring it into the curriculum because they see it in their future careers, but they don't know how to do that safely.
Zach Wheeler's season is over. The Phillies announced their ace has been diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 months. He's expected to get surgery in the coming weeks. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.